Call is now being recorded.
Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I had to call you and talk to you again. I feel better when I talk to you. I need to feel better right now.
Okay.
I went ahead and brought that. I know I told you part of the connection with that. Those elements, the nature of the crime, with treason.
Right.
And it's under nature of crime. No crime is greater than treason, and that's Hanover versus Doane, D-O-A-N-E, 79 U.S. 342, and 20 L-E-D 439 is the address for the, that's the case. Which they established that jurisprudence. And then person's acts may be nonetheless treasonable, though same conduct amounts to different crime. And that's under Kawakita, K-A-W-A-K-I-T-A, versus United States, 1952, at 343 U.S. 717, and 39 L-E-D 1249. 72 Supreme Court 950, and treason is most serious offense that may be committed against the United States, and that's Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N versus United States, 1943.
Okay.
That would be at 63 Supreme Court 858. I don't know if you've learned how to determine the addresses, the sites. Those are where they are in the records, in the volume.
I haven't pursued that much, but it's good information to have.
Well, anyways, I wanted to give you that case, so that you would have a case to tie that to.
That's
if you were
helpful.
To use it.
Yeah, that's helpful because I'm inclined to not let this thing, this April 6, 2018 letter that I wrote to Congress just go with that. I intend to follow it up, and I'm just working out in my mind how to do that, but it's going to have to be with a series of letters. And I'm interrelating that with other things that are going on. Like, for example, I had gotten by regular mail, first class mail, some kind of notice of a requirement to attend a pretrial hearing next week. And I don't recognize that as official notice because of the way it arrived. Regular first-class mail is not the way to send something of that importance. And, besides the fact that the whole thing's unlawful. So, to cover myself, though, because it said, you know, I had to be there under threat of arrest and doing whatever they do with my bond, my $5,000 bond. So, on March 30th, 2018, I sent a certified letter restricted delivery to my court-appointed lawyer, and I told him I'm not aware of any upcoming court events that I'm lawfully required to attend or participate in. If you know differently, I request that you notify me in writing, either by return mail or by email. So I gave him some options. That was delivered on April 2nd. 2018. That return receipt for that, I have not received. And when I look up the tracking on the return receipt, it says it's been delayed. So other than the tracking for the actual number itself, I don't have the signed receipt in my hand. But
so
I still,
isn't that part of what you paid for in the service?
Yes.
That would be given to you in a timely manner, and this is another issue to bring up with the post office. Say, look, this is a continuing issue. It always seems to happen. You know,
right.
When it's that it did not happen.
Right.
So what's going on? You know, what do I need to do with the post office to get to address this issue? You know, it's a serious issue. It pertains to serious things.
And
such as including our national security and our own personal security. So I mean, this is life or death struggle. What? Hey, get on the ball here. Don't spin me any further.
Right. So I wrote to the court today. I'm ready to send it, and I also copied the sheriff on it because if they try to arrest me, that's who they would go through is the sheriff. And I've already put him on notice of treason. I think I sent you a copy of the one I sent about Detective Kugel.
Let's call it from a federal prison.
Yeah, here they want to threaten to arrest you if you don't show up at court. But when you show up at court and you give them the facts, then they want to reach over those facts and just unlawfully ignore them.
Right. I'm trying to bring you up to date, though, on some things
that
are
happening. Go ahead.
Happening.
Hey, you got the rest of the call.
And so I've got that ready to send out. And what I said to her today, I referenced the felony case number, but the subject I gave it is treason and misprision of treason. And I said the above referenced case, an entire matter is rife with countless acts of treason and misprision of treason. Nothing that the state of Florida has unlawfully conjured up or as artfully and craftily constructed against me can ever have survived the state's own treason and misprision of treason. In regard to the aforesaid, I refer you to my two letters dated March 30th, 2018, copies enclosed.
Let me stop you real quick. Make sure to refer to that August 17th, 2010 telephone conversation because it supports everything you're saying where I even talked about specifically misprision of treason, misprision of felony. And that's what they were going to do. And so it perfectly supports, I mean, as far as if they want evidence, supporting evidence, point them to that, and it's their job to get it.
I'll do that in my letter to Congress because the other correspondence to my lawyer was that I haven't gotten a return receipt for, and it's so-called delayed, is the one where I wrote to him and asked for his help in getting that transcript. And
it amounts to is all that is needed is a complaint and supporting evidence. You got it. You have it right there. What more do they need?
All that is needed for what? You're not linking that to anything. All that is needed for what?
What more is needed for lawful process, for the lawful prosecution? Of the continuing misconduct against us by individuals within the public office, so on and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. The same thing we've always tied it to with what we were talking about.
Okay. So I've got these ready to mail, and I need to get these out today. I've already got them sealed up and ready to go to the post office. I plan to also send...
This call is from a federal prison.
A cover letter to Congress, both committees, the chairs of both committees, about my April 6, 2018 letter, with the letter and all the exhibits on a flash drive, because for whatever reason I wasn't able to get all of that to go through on the via email. And so they'll have their own copy of this letter to the judge, too. That'll be part of that. And then I've just got to back up Joey and systematically address these things. Because the thing is, we're not just trying to win a case. I've been thinking about this a lot. We're bringing down the whole house of Satan. This whole kingdom that he's built in all these different sectors.
You're absolutely right, and that's another part of what that conversation backs up, where I talk about that very thing, is you know, what explains why these people are acting unlawfully against us. You know, what explains, you know, and is it some sort of foreign pressure on them getting them to do their will? Or is it some type of evil influence over them, such as the devil himself?
Well, what was it that got Jesus to the cross? Logistically, it was the betrayal of Judas Iscariot, who was in his inner circle. So it was a heart matter. And that's where spiritual warfare always manifests first. It's in the heart.
Well, with what you're talking about, you know, I'm just saying that's also discussed in that conversation, where that conversation is the evidence. Everything that you're talking about, it needs to point to that. I mean, that you need no more evidence.
Absolutely. Let me talk about...
We didn't need any more evidence before that. But I'm just saying is that everything you're talking about has been discussed, and they have been put on notice already of it. So it's a matter of what have they done lawfully about that. Now, it's not telling them new. It's what have they done lawfully to address that.
Right. And Congress...
Here's something... Huh?
Congress is the one to make that inquiry. To inquire
about those things. And that's the whole point why we're writing them.
Right. Because what a congressional...
To investigate it and see how, not if it's connected, but how it's connected. Because it most certainly is connected, because it has to do with a lot of the same things where I was talking about, with the foreign entity influence over our public officials and how that's affecting our government. Come on, that's exactly what they're talking about. With the whole Russia Trump thing, and then talking about how the whole perversion of our justice system that ties into the FISA thing, and they knew about all this prior to these things happening. So it stands to reason that they intentionally did that against the concerns I was raising in that conversation. So they did it to further escape justice. Which is also what I talked about in that conversation.
Right.
They're doing it to continue to rob us of a lawful, a legitimate government. And the exercise of our rights.
Right.
And I had talked about how that they were like pirates and hijacking our government and going rogue with it, basically. And it was after reviewing how the treason cases, that actually that's a very closely related issue of piracy in relation to treason.
Right.
And so pirates are fair game for all nations to be able to deal with accordingly.
Right.
So they're continuing to be postured to cover up, are trying to lawfully deal with them.
Congress is in
and
a position.
And bringing them to justice, huh?
Congress can... request, I don't know what the process is, but request an investigation via special prosecutor or special counsel. They can also do an inquiry where they inquire of various agencies, federal agencies, as to their progress on specific cases and case numbers, like that thing from the federal court in Tampa that has a case number. I've given that to Congress. They can contact the federal court there and ask about that. And I've asked them to do that, to launch a federal inquiry. So these are things that run along concurrently the protection, the inquiry, the investigation, and recompense for us needs to happen.
Right, because their failure